This is Rick. So how do you teach this approach to change? So you've read the book, and let's say you really want the people on your planning team or your regular work team to know more about it that will help. What I like to do is link education with a need. So I really am not a fan of sheep dip training. That means everybody gets it whether they need it or not. I really believe in teaching people something when they're about to need to use it. So if you're going to teach your staff about this, I would do it at a time that you're either in the midst of a project that isn't working well at all, that is, you need to get back on track, or you're at the beginning stages of a change and you really want to do it right. You really want to build support rather than resistance this time around. So being clear about your reason for wanting to teach your staff something can be very, very helpful. Then schedule a short session or perhaps a series of short sessions. And you don't have to be a good trainer to do this. If you do have a good trainer on your staff or in your organization, by all means, use them. Give them the book. Say, hey, could you put something together for us? But frankly, your presentation skills is not what's most important. What is most important is the intent in using it. Saying, you know, I was influenced by this stuff that Rick Maurer wrote about, and I think it would help us as we go into this change that we're starting next Monday. So I'd like to go over it with you. That intent will cover a lot of sins. That's overstated. You don't have to be the great speaker. You don't have to have great slides. You're saying, this is important to us. Let's work with it. So the first thing I would suggest you do is you set the stage. Talk about the failure rate of change is still 70%, even after 15 years of all kinds of stuff going on. You'll find that in chapter one. And also say, you know, according to this Rick Maurer guy, it doesn't have to be that way. In other words, we can learn from the successful changes and we don't have to fall into that pit of failure. Then I would say there are two primary tools. One is the cycle of change. The other is the levels of support and resistance. And then I would teach the cycle, and I would do it pretty quickly. And when you get done, so let's say you've spent 15 minutes going around the cycle, and you've talked about the cycle when the arrow starts to go into the center where resistance is, then you might say to people, so let's take a look at that change we just completed, or let's take a look at that change that's going on right now that we're impacted by, but it's not our doing. Something that people know about, and they can start to say, oh, yeah, here's why it's working so well, here's why it's not working so well, so that you have a practical example to link it to. Now, obviously, you don't want people to lose face. So if there's a project that really was a turkey, really bad, and the person who was the champion for it is sitting right there in the room, pick something else. I mean, or they're not going to be able to listen to you, and they're going to be angry at you, and they're going to be angry at me. So don't do that. You want to pick something that people can learn from. And if you can't find anything in your organization, pick something in the news. Okay? Then the second thing is I would go over the three levels. And on the resistance side is I don't get it, I don't like it, I don't like you. And I would explain those. I would use a couple of examples. And I would be sure to emphasize that what we're talking about at level 1, 2, and 3 is there's a positive side, there's a negative side. And what you're looking for is for people to get it, for people to like it. That is, for people to volunteer, to make a commitment, to be enthusiastic about it. And at level 3, they need to trust the people leading them. So then you could take the list that's on page 153 in the book and say, so let's take a look at this project we got started right now, or we're about to start, or in the middle of. What are the level one issues, information issues? To what extent do people understand what we're talking about? To what extent are they confused, completely in the dark? And go through all three. And now you're starting to get a picture of your organization. And if, let's say, you get to one of the boxes, let's say it's the positive side of level three, the trust thing, and nobody knows anything, it may mean because there's nothing there, or it may mean we need to gather more information. So already you're starting to make an intervention to your team on what needs to happen. Then I would look at the cycle again, and I would say, there are four stages of a change according to this model. One is making a case, second is getting started on the right foot, third is keeping change alive, and the fourth is getting back on track. So in the change that we're working on, where are we today? Where do we need to focus our attention? And you as a group decide, oh, we're at the beginning, we really need to make a strong case. Or you've already made a good case, people know why a change is needed, we're at the getting started phase. Whatever it is, then invite people to read the appropriate chapter and get back together and say, all right, so how's that chapter, the thinking there about the cycle and the levels and the things that Rick says to avoid, things he says to do, the barriers he talks about, how can that influence what we do in our planning? So there, you've used maybe a couple of hours of training time, but you've gotten people involved, you've gotten them rolling up their sleeves, and you've gotten them thinking about the change at hand. Another thing that you can do is keep reinforcing these models. There's an insurance company that I've worked with. I went into one of their conference rooms, and there was a cycle up on the wall. And I said, what are you folks doing with it? And they said, well, we know the cycle. We wanted it here as a reminder. So we'll be in a planning meeting, and somebody will say, oh, wait a minute. What about Chicago? Where are they on the cycle? And they said, it's just a quick way of recalibrating. We don't teach it every day. We don't talk about it, but it gives us a helpful frame of reference. And for you as a leader, you can often say, so as we're going into this meeting next week, let's say we're doing a Kaizen event on quality improvement. You might say, so what are some of the level one issues we need to pay attention to? What are the level two? What are the level three issues? So when they start to see you and hear you use this model as a way to organize your thinking, then it starts to infiltrate how they're looking at change as well. Anyway, that ought to get you started. Hope it helps.